Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Maradinoid with me, Rosa Marino Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who is currently telling me off for having a drink next to the podcast equipment.
Right.
Because he clearly thinks that I'm a 9-year-old.
Right. Okay.
Or 7.
Sorry. So first of all, it sounded like I was telling you off for having a drink, and we're both having a drink. We're on wine again. It's another plonk cast.
Plonky cast.
But you did pick up the mic and knock the wine glass over, and it nearly went everywhere. And it's mainly because... It's mainly because I can't be bothered to buy another one of these mixers that we use because I don't know how I've set it to what it is.
I know.
It sounds great, but if I buy another one, I don't think I'll be able to do the same again.
I don't think you will. But look, I will put my wine over here.
No, just put your wine wherever you want. Just don't spill it.
Oh, changed your tune now. We've gone on air, haven't you?
Well, no, because this could be edited, so
Mister
no.
Iguana?
Iguana?
Yeah.
Why are you going, because I changed my tune?
No, I genuinely don't.
Do you mean chameleon?
Possibly. That's iguana. Where I might have been going.
Jesus.
I don't... Christopher?
You're very stupid. Do you know that?
Well, at least I'm pretty.
Hey. Well, debatable. Hey. Guys, it's episode 30.
Happy birthday.
Doesn't
to
really count.
Us.
Okay. And yeah, thank you for listening all the way if you have. And before we start, it's time for a special word from this week's sponsor.
Right, if this is a real thing, then you haven't told me about this and we haven't discussed and I haven't said yes because I own 50% of this podcast.
Look, for the 30th, I've gone for, it's a product that everyone uses, everyone has, but they don't really think that they need it. So I've got to try and sell it to them. It's a tough one.
Nose hair.
It's a tough one, no.
Urine.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's lucrative sponsor is Stubbing Your Toe. Hey.
It's not a product.
Hey, want to ruin your day? Stub that toe. You want to feel like your body's abandoning you and doing tricks on you? Stub that toe.
This is because you stubbed your toe the other day off one of them IKEA boxes, the fabric ones, that are flimsy as out and you could literally pick it up with your little finger.
Yeah, and I bruised my nail.
It bruised.
You want to bruise your nail? Stub that toe. Hey, you think you know where that table leg is? Think again. You've just stubbed your toe.
It hurts like a motherfucker.
Hey, why not do it just before you leave the house? Eh? Start your day off nicely. Why not do it just before you go to bed? Mm. So the weight of the duvet hurts your foot. Eh?
I've done that before.
Mm, same. Why not do it just out of the bath when you're nice and soft?
Eh? Speak for yourself.
Soft and fleshy and tender.
Staring you right in the face.
Got nowhere to go? Just stub that toe. Thank you.
You are not welcome. They're getting worse. Have a word, will you? Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. Yes, this is episode...
She's trying to say 30. It's episode 30.
I went, hello, and that is... Anyway, should we start again?
Do you want to start again?
Oh, can't be honest.
Okay, great.
Welcome back to our podcast, Plonkcast.
What? No, because we've had literally like half a glass of wine.
It's all it
and
takes.
You can't even speak.
It's all it takes.
It's crazy.
I'm really tired.
I don't want anyone out there to worry. This is two plonk casts in a row, but it just happens to be the way it's fallen.
Start worrying.
This. Yeah, we're recording this at Tuesday, 7 a.m. in the morning. It's nighttime.
It's not.
It is. It's nighttime, and we're on the red wine. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey.
Cheers, husband. Yeah. Do you ever sometimes think it's a bit weird that you've got a wife?
Yeah. Like,
and I've got a husband.
It is strange. I know what you mean. I thought our wedding was amazing and lovely, but when you're at other people's weddings, you listen to the stuff that they're saying as they're sort of promising themselves to each other, and it is pretty weird, like.
Yeah, well, you just kind of look and go, oh, remember when we were like that?
Remember when we were buzzing?
Yeah, like in love and that, and just like really excited for the future.
Hey.
Yeah, no, but now it's a we were talking about this the other night. It's a different kind of love. It's like I am happy to just be happy with you.
Yeah.
Rather than being bothered with anybody else.
Yeah, it's a kind of, even in the moments when I feel like I need to leave, I can't be bothered. So I'll stick it out.
That's what marriage is.
It's kind of like being stuck in a swamp.
A little bit.
But it's a nice swamp. But it's still a swamp.
It's a swamp where sometimes, like, you know, I do your washing and that, and you'll take my car. You'll park my car in the drive if I need it and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice, like, a convenient,
it's like
a mutual convenient,
helpful swamp.
Yes. Yeah. With the occasional cuddle / book.
Book. If you aren't aware what a book is, we're not going to explain it. You'll have to go back and do your prior reading for this episode. Hey,
go and
why
do your homework.
Tell them all. Why were we talking about marriage in that way? What is our new favourite TV show?
Oh, what's it called again?
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island.
Good God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I tried to explain the sort of plot of it to my mum the other day randomly on the phone, and I immediately regretted it, and I sounded stupid.
What were you telling your mum about Temptation Island?
Because she was like, have you watched Outlander? Have you watched any more Outlander? Because my mum like loves Outlander so much. And I said, oh, well, watch this other thing. It was really easy listening because we had a bit of a stressful day. Easy watching because it was a bit of a stressful day. Oh, my God. So, guys, if you haven't seen Temptation Island, oh, it's like Love Island, but the main aim is to cheat, not to couple up with someone who you think you want to be with and be faithful to. The main aim is to cheat. It's fucking amazing.
Well, so the concept is four couples, it's American, obvs. Four couples go to this island. There's the girl villa and the boy villa, and it's basically just loads of single men in the woman's one and loads of single girls in the men's one. And it's like
sending
can you stay
them,
faithful for a month?
It's like sending the women and the men on a month intensive night out where they actually live with the people who are in the bar. Do you know what I mean? God, it's good.
Well, it's like sending me to the Dairy Milk Cadbury's factory and saying, Rosie, you will not touch anything or we're getting a divorce.
Rosie, that would be the shortest show in the world. There'd be like 15 minutes of build-up and backstory of us, and then there'd be a shot of you walking in the factory, and then there'd be a shot of the divorce forms with you signing it with melted chocolate on your hands.
Hello, Mrs. Ramsey. Would you like a Freddo's face? Yes! On all the faces.
Remember, you've got to try. Sorry, what? I can't hear you for the chocolate I've just fucking shoved in every hole in my head.
Have I said on the podcast yet before? I don't know if I have, but I think I've told you this. Do you know that in year six, I did my project about Cadbury's?
Absolutely fantastic.
Did
I don't
you know
think
that?
I don't think I knew this.
Yeah, I did a full project.
Or did I know it? I may have known it. I don't know. I don't know if it's podcast being taught about or in real life, but if I can't remember it, they're not gonna. So explain, what was it about?
I can't remember. I think you just had to do a project about something that you really liked.
Wow.
And obviously, it was year six, so I just remember that I drew like pictures of the rainforest and that, because I think where the cocoa beans come from.
Yeah.
But I contacted Cadbury World and they sent me some stuff, which was nice. So I put that in my project. But yeah, what a fat, horrible mess was I. My year six project was about chocolate.
Oh, God. That's
great.
But
I've got problems. Got serious problems.
Didn't I tell you once when I was in junior school, we had a bit where we had to stand up in front of all of the year groups and say what New Year's resolution was.
Okay.
And everyone's was like, don't bite me nails, don't fight with me sister and stuff like that. And mine was, and I remember reading it off a piece of paper and I can tell you exactly what it was. My New Year's resolution is to play on my Sega Mega Drive more and to stop resetting it when I lose.
And I genuinely remember seeing a guy in the year above in the crowd, like disgusted. In he was in the audience. That's not like a gig. He was in the assembly, and he was he just like looked at us as if to go, "What a friggin' idiot you are!"
I don't
are.
Understand. What do you mean resetting it when you lose?
So I had Street Fighter at the time.
I love Street Fighter.
Well, as soon as I got beat, I would just stand up and just press reset, like Raj. Even if I was on, like, you know, like almost at the final boss, I would just press reset. Like an idiot.
Mm.
And that was my New Year's resolution to stop resetting it when I
You've
lose.
You've always been quite bad at losing. Has your mum and dad recently said, when Robin stays at their house, he's got this lovely little game that he plays. It's called Shopping List. You've got to take turns to pick all the little bits upside down and put them on your list or whatever. And they were like, your mum was going, "Hey, it's so lovely playing games with Robin. Do you know, when Chris was younger, we couldn't play any games. We could never play any games because he used to always cry and have a tantrum when he lost."
I have. I still do. When Robin beats us at something, I go off it. Lock him in the shed.
Pathetic.
I told you, didn't I? I think it was my 7th birthday or something. We had it at Temple Park Leisure Centre. And all I remember from it is running around, like not being like out in musical chairs and being out in Pass the Parcel and not winning and just screaming, crying. Just the whole time, screaming, crying.
Oh, at it.
I got home, I got bollocked.
Hated you when you were younger.
Yeah, well, you probably didn't have time for friends. You were probably too busy doing reports on various confectionery companies.
Possibly, yes. I've still not been to Cadbury's World. I would like to go.
No, I don't think we'll get your bag out.
I don't think you would. There's another thing that I've been told before. This is how much... I retain information when it's interesting to us, right? If it's not, I just forget it.
So it's about food.
It's about Cadbury's. Did you know, right, that in the Cadbury factory, you're allowed to eat whatever you want?
This sounds like
bullshit.
This
is the rules. No, it's the rules. In the Cadbury factory, you can eat anything you want, all the chocolate you want, because the kind of live by the you'll get sick of it eventually.
I don't think that's true.
Somebody told me it once, and
somebody
I,
told
it is
you
true.
It once.
I think it was a teacher.
Well, let's work on the idea that that is true, and let's put you on the production line. The profits would plummet.
Do you know Veronica prices. Salt? What's it, Veruca Salt? When she gets big, that would just be me.
Oh mate,
gosh.
Yeah.
Put me on the bloody.
You'd literally, what you do is line. You'd move whatever thing it is. So if the conveyor belt's going wrong with loads of Freddos on, you'd move whatever thing that went into and you just lie there with your mouth open and let Freddos just fall into your face.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon.
I would. Nobody knows how I eat a bar of dairy milk.
I think they do. I think
do they?
But you can tell them you did it last night. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Explain.
Okay, well, I open the dairy milk, obviously. I make, you've got to, you cannot have washed your hands. Like, really, oh, it's going to sound terrible now. Obviously, I don't have dirty hands, but I've noticed that over time, if just been in the toilet and washed my hands and then I try and do this, it doesn't work because it doesn't melt as good. So it's got to be, your hands have got to be a little bit like, just kind of, I don't know.
Because you melt your fingers into it, don't you?
Yes, I take the whole bar out.
Mental.
I hold the bottom two squares with me thumb and me two first fingers, okay? Yeah. And then I suck the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, I'm giving it.
Like a lolly. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I suck it like that. And then the bottom squares melt, right?
Uh-huh.
And then what I do, once they've melted, I turn it round so that the bits I've been sucking, they melt as well. Jesus. And then I lick my fingers.
Yeah. You turned to me last night when we were watching Peaky Blinders and out of the corner of my eye, I looked at you and I thought, she's got really dark lipstick on today, and it was chocolate.
It was all
over your face like a toddler. It was minging. It was absolutely minging. And can I say, whoever told you that they can eat whatever they want in the dairy milk factory, that's utter bollocks.
Well,
there's
I
no
believe
way
that's
true.
It's true.
You want to believe that it's true.
That, well, it's always been a dream of mine. And I'll end up there one day. One other really quick story. When I was younger, we had a gas fire.
Yeah.
And my mum didn't buy like really luxurious chocolate, so like Kit Kat was probably as exciting as it got. I used to get the Kit Kat, and when the fire was on, I'd hold it in front of the fire so it melted. Then I'd suck it all off. But one time, held it a bit too close, got chocolate on the fire. Was too scared to tell my mum. It just stayed on there; and it wouldn't come off. So, on the front of the fire, on the glass, there was just a bit of chocolate.
I melted a mini boglin on the fire once. Can you remember mini boglins?
What's a boglin?
Boglin, they were like little... So around the time, anyone listening, if you're sort of my age, our age, you're talking around the time as...
Remember?
You're talking like around the time of Monster Wrestlers in My Pocket and all that kind of stuff. Mm-mm. Mighty Max, Polly Pocket.
Oh yeah,
that kind of crack.
Loved little bits of shit.
Yeah,
I honestly all loved it.
So it was little boglins. So they were like little kind of mad, little kind of goblin things with like little tails, and they were like you could fit them in your hand, and you could get them from the shop, and you bought like the packet, and you couldn't see which one it was, so you just got them. You know what I mean?
Sounds exciting.
I had loads of them. And I used to put them all around my bedroom, and I put one on my lamp once, and it melted onto the light bulb because I didn't understand. And then I remember it was an orange one, tail pointed out the back, and it was doing like, na-na-na-na-na. So it's like its thumbs were in its ears and its fingers were out. And I didn't understand, and I was Sunday afternoon, and I pushed its tail on the glass of the fire, and my dad went absolutely ballistic. Turned the fire off, waited for it to cool down, scratched it off, shouted, I just took the boglin off.
I think we've all done that. See, I did mine with the Kit Kat, you did yours with the boglin. Man.
Yeah.
Love a fire. Loved a fire when I was younger.
Addicted to fire.
I know. Mm. Me and my sister used to play with matches in my room. Don't tell me, mum. Sorry, mum.
Your mum listens. That's terrible.
Honest to God.
Playing with matches.
I burnt a carrier bag once. Rebel.
What? How did you burn a carrier bag? Did it not just melt?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well.
But I thought I was mint. Like, honestly, though, shit ourselves. Like, because it started to burn while oh, shit. And it stuck right open the windows, and we had to, like, get all the.
Remembered something. Oh my God.
What?
Right. So, in me DVD, I talked about a kid called Lawrence on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Dick holiday Lawrence. With Lawrence. So I met two kids on that holiday. I met Lawrence and I met Martin. And my mum got us, I would get a lighter from wherever I went on holiday. I must have only been about eight. But why? I was buzzing with lighters. So I'd get like a lighter with Mallorca written on or whatever.
She let you play with a lighter?
She'd give us lighters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Mad. I collected lighters when I was a kid. Lighters and shot glasses.
Right.
Isn't that mental? And cigarettes. And heroin, used heroin needles.
Okay.
I genuinely collected lighters, yeah. She
no.
trusted us. Yeah? Yeah?
Jesus. That's shocking.
It is weird. So what happened was me, Lawrence and Martin were in the room, and I can't believe I remember this so vividly, and we're in the bathroom, and we had just some tissue, and I set it on fire, and it sort of like set on fire in the bathroom, and I was buzzing. We put it in the sink, and we're like all laughing. And for some stupid reason, I didn't go and put it down the toilet. I went and threw it off the balcony. So it was just burnt tissue.
Really silly reason for being an eight-year-old having a lighter.
So I threw it off the balcony and it blew back and it went to the balcony below. And I started like freaking out, going, oh, they're going to open the balcony and they're going to see that there's a burnt bit of thing. And they're going to go, oh, well, there's obviously been ruffians upstairs burning tissue. So I got a little fishing rod on that holiday to like fish off the pier. So I used the fishing rod. I got it down on the balcony below and I actually got the burnt tissue off the fishing rod. And then I went and put it down the toilet. So there you go. Fucking idiot.
That's funny, isn't it? Because sometimes you do see just a random little bit of burnt something.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's me. It's little kids. But it's that thing of when you're a kid and you go, oh, they'll definitely know. They'll definitely know. These people will open their balcony and they'll go, they'll be so bothered. You think they'll be so bothered, but they'll march up. They'll knock on every door above going, I found this burnt. Can you imagine? Hello, I hope you're having a nice holiday. I'm on the floor below. I found this, slam the door in your face. Shut up. Yeah. I thought you were room service, you friggin' weirdo.
So, our son Robin started nursery this week.
Ooh, big boy nursery.
I know. And do you know what? I didn't actually think that I would be that bothered because he's been going to a private one for a little while, just a couple of days.
Like a daycare thing.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be that emotional, but oh my gosh, I couldn't stop crying. And he, like, oh, so cute.
It was a canny little place, like. Mm-hmm. It is lovely. Went in and he's little. I did bubble. I did, my eyes did fill up because I went in and they had the little hook on the wall and they had his name above the hook and a little picture of, like, I think he's a cheetah. I think it's a cheetah or a leopard.
No, that'd be right.
Oh, damn right, aye. And put his little coat on it. Oh, it was lush. You were falling apart.
It was lovely, but also a little bit upset at the fact that he just walked in.
Oh my God, it was
didn't give a shit.
We were like, bye, son, we love you. He was like, bye, straight
bye.
In. Couldn't give a monkeys.
No.
I used to hold onto the railings every morning, screaming, crying.
See, this is ridiculous.
Screaming.
Every day?
Yeah, for the first month, 2 months, something like that.
Is that why your mum give you lighters? Come on, get in. Here's a lighter.
If you burn the school down, you don't have to go. Right, Rosie. Rosie Ramsey.
Yes.
A.K.A. Chocolate Quilted Chip Pig.
What happened?
Why
am I getting full named?
Full name and full nicknamed.
Uh-huh.
The phrase Chocolate Quilted Chip Pig has followed you around for quite a while now. And although we do like it, and people do enjoy the phrase, the name, the nickname Chocolate Quilted Chip Pig, I felt that I just foisted it upon you and I didn't get a chance to let you decide whether you wanted that or a different one. So this week on the train, I came up with some alternatives to Chocolate Quilt Shit Pig that I'd just like to throw out there to see if you'd want to change Chocolate Quilt Shit Pig to a different one. Okay?
Are they to do with me or are they just nicknames?
The nicknames for you, lovely nicknames for you, following in the same rule and sort of setup of Chocolate Quilt Shit Pig. So I just want to see if there's any that you fancied.
Then.
So you can get rid of Chocolate Quilt Shit Pig any point you want.
I do. Weirdly, I've become quite fond of Chocolate Quilt Shit Pig. And I do.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear you say.
Well, do you know what? I know myself quite well and it's quite fitting.
Got you. Okay.
Come on then.
So, first one, new one. You can choose it, take it or leave it. Absolutely yours if you want it or not, right? Candy dipped puke dolphin? Take it or leave it.
I don't like it.
No, not a fan. No, not a problem. Just
candy
just
dipped puke dolphin. Yeah, no. Has nothing to do with me at all.
No. Yeah, neither does the other one, essentially.
Well, it kind of does. Love chocolate, and I'm a pig. Shit is one of my favourite words.
And you are quilted.
And quilts. I love a quilt on a quilt. Night time.
Okay, then. Okay. So, okay, maybe not. Okay, so.
Right. No,
Okay, next one. Cheesy melted jizz donkey.
I love the word jizz. I do.
Can I just
and
say
scrim.
I couldn't get Amazon Prime or Netflix working on the train, so this is where this came from.
Right, what a lovely time. What was it again?
Cheesy melted jizz donkey.
Cheesy melted jizz donkey. No, I'm going to, no, still with
cool.
The other one.
Okay.
Oh, there's more.
Great. Yeah, final one, last chance. Take it or leave it. You can swap this out for chocolate quilt shipping anytime you want.
What have we become?
Final one. Biscuit crusted piss puffin.
Oh, I really like
or BCPP.
It sounds like a petrol. What is it?
Biscuit crusted piss puffin.
Oh, I like that. Right. Biscuit crusted piss puffin. Ooh. Oh, hang on.
BCPP. I'm going to swap that off for CQSP.
Listen, right. I can see how much time and effort you put into all this.
Yeah, literally took 30 seconds. Really?
No, honestly, I can tell that you've put your heart and soul into this.
Not even that.
Thinking about me. It's all through love.
Two seconds. Less than that.
Do you know
what? I think I was eating while I did it.
So, obviously, a lot of time went into this.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to... Listen, right. I'm going to stick with chocolate quilt chick pig.
Great. Absolutely
listen,
great.
Listen, here. Right. Handshake shake for the inventor. Like, really good work, just not good enough, unfortunately.
Okay. Back to the drawing board.
But you did come very close with, what was it, biscuit coated
piss puffin.
Biscuit crusted piss puffin. Thank you. But I'll be sticking with chocolate quilt chick pig.
Wonderful.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritating.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. Ladies first.
Okay.
Go.
Right. Well, my beef with you this week has been going on since the day we met.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think you act. That was me scratching, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, great.
Itchy armpit.
Lovely.
I've got an itchy nipple. Do you ever get itchy nipples?
Nope.
Must be.
please do the beefs. Come on.
So, since we've been together on a night time when we're in bed and we're checking our phones, and we actually do it a lot more now since we've got the TV out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Think we were going to have sex more often. Hasn't happened.
No.
So, on a night time when we're in bed checking our phones, it really irritates me that you... always seem to come off yours first and you're always really smug about it and you're always like, right, okay, time for bed, I'm coming off my phone now, time for bed, right, night, okay, night, and I'm like, I'm literally 1 second behind you.
Yeah.
Why did you do it every single night nearly?
I'm just not a slave to technology like you.
No, it's like you know, it's like you know when I'm nearly done.
Yeah.
Are you looking on my shoulder? At me, like, closing my apps or something, and are you literally like, right, okay, I'm done. So you have to be first.
I'll be honest with you, there is part of us that really wants to be first finished on the phone. There is part of us.
Yeah. Do you realise this? Because you make such a big thing of it. You don't just come off your phone and go night. You're literally like, right, I'm coming off my phone. Right, I'm done. I'm finished on my phone. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. That's I'll be honest with you. What it is mainly, right, there is a bit of that of like, let's get off our phones. It's because I get sick quicker. Also, I can't lie in bed on my phone as long as you because I get a numb left hand because of that time when I had my PlayStation VR and you gave us a fright and I trapped a nerve in my neck. So I get a numb left hand. Oh, so that's your fault.
We all know that's your wanky hand. Yeah, nope. So whatever.
Well, if you get it numb enough, it feels like someone else. So it's brilliant. Now,
Is that true?
Like, yeah, I don't think anyone's ever got their arm that numb.
Because if it's really numb, surely you can't do it.
I don't know. Maybe make it like a circle and just like keep the circle still, maybe tape it and maybe just have sex with the circle. I don't know. I'm thinking so much about this.
You've done that before?
I've never done that before. I'm just thinking of it there now. How can you tape it with one? Right, we're going off topic.
Somebody will have done it.
A lot of it is because I like to genuinely start going to sleep while you're still awake. And I don't know why. Can you not remember that time I told you?
A baby.
Yeah. Can I remember that time I told you that my favourite part of the night is if someone's pottering around the house and I'm watching The Simpsons lying down and I nod off?
Yes.
Can you remember when I told you that? There's something really amazing about it.
Nearly up. Like,
I don't know why. It's like a little thing that I love. I love the idea of like nodding off. I love sleeping during the day. I love naps. I like the idea of being asleep when other people are awake. And I lie there and I like cuddle up and I like laugh to myself, going like, you're out of weight, you fucking idiots. And I like go, okay, and I love it. I can't explain it. If I've had like a really early call in a hotel, say I've like had to go and do like a, you know, Radio 1 or something like that in the morning in London, and I go back to my hotel and I've got a gig on the night and I know I can go to sleep for like the afternoon, oh, I'm buzzing. I sometimes walk back in and I can see people leaving for work and I'm like, dick.
It's funny. It's funny that you say all that because I remember when Robin was really little and he'd, you know, wake up for his morning feed and you would never wake up.
Yeah, that's because
it's weird. No, but it's just weird that you could have gone to sleep in the afternoon.
What I like. Someone being awake. So he's awake and I'm asleep and I'm buzzing. And then you're awake and it's even better.
You're a prick. What's your beef? Come on.
My beef with you this week, Rosemary, is... The other day, sometimes I can't work out what you want or how you're thinking, and I don't know what your problem is, and sometimes I don't know why you've even bothered opening your fucking mouth in the first place, right? The other day, we were driving along in my car the other day, and you were sitting in the passenger seat.
Am I going to have to veto this, because I can't remember what this is.
You said...
Oh, you wrote it down.
Yeah. You said, who's been in this seat? And I went, I don't know, and you went, oh, it feels really low and really back. Really like leant back. It's really uncomfortable. I went, well, change it on the side. Just change it. And you went, no. And I was like, the fuck? You just wanted to moan about it. You just wanted to moan about it. And then you want to sit there uncomfortable, like a bell end. The hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
It's a tiny button on the side. It's literally the shape of a seat and you mold it how you want it. It's electric. You don't have to wind anything. You know, it's a posh car. I'm very proud of it. And you could have literally went zzz, 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 and been caught. And you went, no, I'll leave it. And I'm like, fucking.
It was a really short car journey.
It wasn't. It was a little bit longer than what you were thinking. And it's not short as in you were about to get out. You could have done it in 2 seconds. And it reminds us of like when I say to me, mom, stop going around loads of shops and just go on Amazon. And she goes, no, I like the trips around all the shops.
Oh, well, that's a bit different.
Well.
That's actually two ends of the complete spectrum.
I think you did it on purpose just to keep a little hatred for my car. I think you didn't want to be comfortable in my car because you hate my car.
No, it's nothing other than the fact, right? Listen, judge as you will, I could not be arsed to reach my hand down to the
side. Two or three centimetres from where it was and move it.
Couldn't be arsed. I'm not going to lie to you.
Unbelievable levels of laziness. That is minging. Couldn't. You should be shot. You don't deserve a pulse. That's terrible.
I'd like to just get in a car and sit there. I don't sit very often during the day.
You're sitting now?
I'm sitting talking to you, doing a podcast, doing me job. Actually, when I get into a car, I was like, you get in. It's like getting on the bus and having to move everything around. I just want to get in the car and sit down and enjoy my journey.
But you weren't enjoying your journey because you were uncomfortable.
Well, I know. Got nothing to say.
Your Honor, I arrest my case.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public. Just to start off with something, you know, light-hearted, as usual. Nice, lovely. Light-hearted, easy listening.
Great, can't wait.
Not offensive at all.
Fantastic.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. So I thought I would raise something with you to ponder on. My mate, newly single, has been doing a lot of booking.
Fantastic.
Recently. Hey. Love that term, Rosie. Good for you, pet.
Get your book on, love.
Recently.
Stay safe.
Obviously. Recently, one chap, the morning after, took hold of her face, opened her mouth, and spat in it.
Shut up!
She was like, what the actual...
No way,
F-U-C-K.
Man.
And he was like, yeah, but it was sexy, wasn't it? She told us, and we were like, no. What do you think?
Sorry.
And that's from Sam.
Sorry. So they've been having, you know,
this is the next
relations.
Morning.
The next morning, the wake up, he rolls over. So he's got, first of all, he's a stranger. Second of all, he's got morning breath.
Ugh. He's spatting at
morning
in
breath.
Mouth.
Opened her mouth and
spatting it.
This man should be in prison.
I know, actually.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
What if he's like, what? That's really dangerous.
That's the pits.
I'm really affected.
Well, you know me. I'm a clean freak. I don't like a bit of morning breath. Oh.
Imagine someone spitting in your mouth just as you've woke up.
That's the morning has broke. Like the... That is the... Honestly.
But he thought it was sexy.
This. And what did she say after that is what I want
to
know.
Say what she says. Oh, but obviously she told her friends and they were like, that is not
How
on.
Do you go on about your day after that? I mean,
I'd
Jesus.
Be straight down the clinic. I tell you that.
Spat in.
Mouth
well,
sob,
you wouldn't have to
swabs.
Be, would you? Because if they'd kissed, then it's the same kind of thing on a smaller scale. But that is disgusting. Do you think he got like a... Do you think he just went... Or do you think he went...
From the sounds of it, gremlin? I think he went...
bit of last night's kebab.
Full thing.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, that's terrible. Oh, I feel ill. I think
I
she should go to the police.
Sorry about that. It's not very nice, is it?
That's minging. It's interesting,
there's
though.
There's no question with that.
Great. Well, thanks for that. Mrs. Lunatic.
Thanks, Sal. From Northwest, though, Northeast born and bred.
I bet you that isn't even a friend. I bet you that's the bloke just trying to see what,
Do you think?
Yeah, just trying to make us go,
oh,
yeah,
whether
that
it's
is
okay.
Sexy. Guess what, dude? It's not sexy. It's the worst.
It's not okay.
You
don't
should have.
That.
If it was up to me, if I was the judge on this case, I would confiscate your saliva glands so you could never spit again.
Do you know what this is?
What?
This is the new generation, the porn generation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
We watched a programme about it, didn't we? Yeah. Where youngsters nowadays, because they watch so much porn, because it's just, you can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
They think that the way the porn stars have sex is like how to have sex.
Yeah.
So he, oh my God, I bet he's like 20-year-old or something.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Just thought, I'm going to spit in her mouth when she wakes up and she's going to think it's mint. That's the
most revolting thing in the world.
I know. But they do that on porn.
Oh, God. I mean, I turn it off when they do stuff like that. I've got to be honest with you.
Excuse me?
What? Oh, when I used to watch it before I was married. Good save, Chris. No, honestly, I'm married for that. Like,
horrible.
Feet. Get the feet out. Get that off now. Mm. Close window. Open another private tab. Close window. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Not good.
Ming-as.
You don't want to be, but that's what they do, and that's what people, that's what girls and boys of this generation think that is. We have young listeners. Let's tell them now. Listen, porn sex is great as long as the other person is consenting.
Yeah, consenting. Is 100% up for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
don't
that's
wake
not the
someone
way
up by spitting in their mouth.
No.
That's up there with a driving instructor hoeing a Werther's original in your gob on the sly.
Just as bad.
I mean, it's not. I mean, if you spat in her mouth, it'd crash the car.
Imagine if it's spat in her mouth.
I haven't got any more Werthers, but can you taste my last Werther?
Yeah, don't do it. Missionary. Start off with missionary and see how you get on. It's true, though, isn't it? I'd hate to be young, though.
Oh, I couldn't be arsed. No. I couldn't be arsed.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want something else to do with sex?
Always.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it is called Shag Married Annoyed, actually.
Yeah, they know what they're signed
up for. We should probably talk about sex more.
There's a parental advisor.
There's
a parental advisor.
You better watch out when you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed. There's a parental advisory warning. Why are pirates called pirates?
Because they are.
Because they are.
That's what they should do, you know. That's what it should be called. You know, at the beginning of, like, you know, normally, I'll be honest with you, I normally see the federal do not pirate or copy this film warning at the beginning of a copied film I've downloaded, in all honest with you. But it should be called a parental advisory warning. There you go. Yeah.
We'll just change history forever.
Got it. Boom. Remember where you were. Right. What I was saying was, we have got a parental advisory sticker. So, yeah. And it's called Shagged. So, there we go.
Exactly.
And the word Shagged is probably the reason we've got no fucking sponsors yet. So, there we go.
It's 100% the reason.
Yeah, 100%. Do you want to link your company to a podcast where the first word is a swear word? Yeah.
No.
Well, listen, small-minded company owners who are listening.
Yeah.
Austin Powers 2, Spy Who Shagged Me, made $50 trillion at the box office or something.
More than that.
Probably.
So, a little backstory. About 5 years ago, my then girlfriend and I had been out for a lovely lunch and arrived at her house to find no one home. Mm-hmm. We decided that we would take advantage of the situation and we went to have some fun in her room.
Monopoly. Twister.
No. They're talking about...
Did the Sega Mega Drive and they didn't reset it when they lost?
No.
Oh, okay.
So much fun, in fact, that we never heard the front door or the footsteps up the stairs.
Fantastic.
Or even the bedroom door opening.
No way.
My ex's mum had walked in to find her daughter blindfolded and handcuffed to the bed, fully naked, with me also fully naked, standing to attention with my face in her downtown.
Jesus Christ.
I can't remember what made me look up, but all I remember is peering over my ex's leg to see her mum just standing there. There was an awkward silence as we just looked at each other. My ex, not knowing what was going on, then started moaning, "Oh, why you stop? Keep going, keep going." To which her mum looked back at me and said, "You heard my girl. Take care of my..."
Bollocks.
Take
fucking
care of
bollocks.
My daughter.
Bollocks.
That's what it says.
This is a porn plot. Bullshit. Bullshit.
And turned around and walked out, closing the door behind her.
Bollocks.
My ex got startled by the sound of her mum's voice that she kneed me in the face. Needless to say, I could not look her mum in the eye ever again after that and had to make up a story to anyone who asked how I got a black eye, including her dad, who asked me at the dinner table that night as I sat across from my ex's mum. I was mortified. Do you not think that's true?
Bollocks. That is bollocks. That is either the new American Pie script. You liar. You sending us lies. I was entertained until that you heard my... Bollocks. Should have turned around and what... That's up there with... So my favourite one that you heard when we were younger. Did you ever hear this one?
What?
That a lad put his headphones on, not unlike the ones we're wearing, lay on his bed, started, sorting himself out. With his music blasting, and then when he was finished, after being naked on his bed, lying, eyes closed with his music on, sits up, looks over across his room, and his pile of dirty clothes have gone, and his dinner's there.
No.
So that's like an urban legend.
Oh, God. You do not wear parents now.
Don't. I think
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We've got a little boy.
We are going to catch him wanking one day. Get used to it.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Soon. No, I'm joking.
Jesus.
Terrifying. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello, potential liar. Carry on.
We can't just all think that all of our listeners are liars.
I'm suspicious now.
Okay.
Carry on, though. I'll see if this is a lie.
That might have happened.
It might have happened, but I doubt it happened to that person.
Anyway. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have a husband of 8 years and a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Right. I want birth certificates and marriage certificates, so I'm not believing it. I'm joking. Carry on.
My question is, do you and Chris like to spend a few evenings a week doing your own thing in different rooms, watching different things, or go out separately? After having my kids, I really appreciate time to myself, and my husband really doesn't like it. I like to meet up with some friends or just sit and watch Love Island in peace. I don't want to be talked to or touched after a day with the kids or a busy day at work. I feel you, sister.
Jesus.
Even if my friend comes round for a girly night, he still insists on staying in the room with us, and it drives me crazy.
What a creep. Dude.
Your thoughts, please, as I don't think I'm being unreasonable, but maybe I'm a cold-hearted bitch. Thanks.
Jesus.
Like, what do you think of that?
Rosie, if I didn't work away a couple of nights a week, we would probably do the same thing.
I agree.
But I work away so much that when I'm back, we cherish our time together. Yeah,
I think it's healthy not to spend all the time with each
100%.
Other.
100%. And then when I'm back for a while, sometimes I'll have the lads around, we'll have a few beers, we'll be in one room, you'll be in another room, or you'll go out with your mates and I'll stay in, or vice versa.
Why is he
brings
her
mate round and he sits in the corner. Like a little gremlin. What are you doing, dude? Get a hobby. Get a PlayStation. Hey, get a Mega Drive. Stop resetting it when you lose. Like,
it's very strange, isn't it?
That's really weird.
Do you think he just wants to know all the gossip? Or do you think he's having an affair with that friend?
Oh, maybe. And he's worried she's going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I will come in and spend and sort of extended amount of time in the room if you and your mates are gossiping sometimes, because gossiping's not something I really get to do as a boy, so I kind of
you
like
love a bit of gossip.
Oh, I do love a bit of gossip, like, yeah,
you love getting involved with it.
Yeah, and well, now and then I will, like, I'll be like, I know I wasn't in this conversation, I'm just over here buttering some toast, but I heard,
but then so you're
I
really,
heard that she
you run hot and cold with gossip, because sometimes you're well into it, then other times you're like, oh god, I don't want to know.
No,
and I'm like,
yeah,
you can't dip in and out of gossiping. You're either fully in or you're fully out.
Well, do you not know that sometimes I deliberately stick up for people that you're slagging off just to wind you up? You do know that, don't you?
What? That's cruel. Why would you do that?
You know, but then I'll laugh about it afterwards. But, you know, be like, and she did that. Can you believe it? I'll be like, well, you know, she's had a hard time.
I hate you do that all the time. You go, well, just to be devil's advocate, maybe. And I'm like, no!
Yeah, it's great. It's best to do that when someone's in full swing slagging someone off. It's really good fun. You know, I remember did it the other night when we watched that Temptation Island. That guy had sex with someone else while he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then said he didn't, and then he went, I didn't send my girlfriend a video message because I couldn't put it into 30 seconds, all the stuff I had to say. And yeah. I went, oh, that's nice. And I felt you tense up, but you didn't say anything. So I left a little gap and then I went, what a good bloke. And you just went, what? I just couldn't contain me laughter.
I remember that. Why were you just sent here to wind me up?
Oh, that's what I do. It's me calling in life.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Just quickly, Chris wants to mention his tour.
Thanks. I'm on tour 2020, March, April, May. There's a gig in December. There's a big gap. Wonder why. Probably going to be more dates added. Can't confirm yet, though. I'm on tour. Hey, you like me? Come see me tour. Thank you.
You could have made that more exciting. Hey, I'm on tour. Tour. 2020. Shit name, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be about, do I? I've got a bloody dance before then. I don't know what it's going to be about. I was going to call it something to do with Strictly. I was going to call the tour Twinkle Toes or something, but what if I get kicked out in the first week? It'll be so demoralising.
Very embarrassing. I've got another question.
Come on, then.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I have a question.
Good.
We are going to Canada in a couple of weeks for my school friend's wedding.
Right.
I am wondering, do I get a present? My husband says no, as it's costing us a lot to get there. We have three kids. Whoa. And us being there should be present enough.
that's Kanye what husband West. Said. Is her husband Kanye West? My presence is a present, kiss my ass.
Kanye loves Kanye. I want to get them something as she's my oldest friend and she came home from Australia for my wedding 10 years ago. I can't remember if she got us anything though.
Great.
So do I get something and pack it or not? I don't want to turn up with nothing. Also, what's a suitable present to pack and that won't bankrupt us? Thanks muchly, Vicky.
God heavens.
I personally don't think they should get them anything.
Wow, really?
If we lived in Canada and our family and friends came to our wedding, I would actually say, don't get us anything.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. But firstly, get a card, get something little, really little, if you have to.
No.
Bottle of champagne, a £4 bottle of champagne.
Where's that going to go?
Buy it at the airport. Don't know.
All right, fair enough. If you feel under pressure.
But at the same time, right, if you don't get her a present and she says something.
She's a dick.
She's an arsehole. Yeah.
I agree with
that. She's an arsehole. Imagine that. But if she's in Canada, I'm assuming that the person she's marrying is Canadian and they are the politest people in the world, so they won't give a shit if you don't get them a present because they're awesome.
They might buy you a present for going.
Yeah, you might get a little thing of maple syrup. Cheeky little tray of poutine. Eh?
What?
Poutine.
The Russian man.
Vladimir Putin. No. Poutine is...
Well, that's only Putin I know.
Well, he's Putin. It's Vladimir Putin.
Oh. Not Putin.
Not Putin,
well,
no.
Putin, Putin.
Well, they used I must have told you about this when I went to Canada.
No.
And everyone's going, you have to try poutine. You have to try poutine. You have to try it. And I was like, all right, okay, cool. And like,
what is it?
I got very excited.
Tell
about
me, goddamn it!
Everyone was like, it's amazing. Everywhere does it. It's the national dish. The national dish, they said it was, right? Poutine is, I shit you not, cheesy chips and gravy.
Oh.
That's all it is.
We call it poutine.
Yeah, so it's chips and it's cheese kernels. So it's like the Mardgeet side bits of the cheese or whatever they're called. Like the sort of, you know, the skin bit. Aye. And gravy. But that was, so it was cheesy, like, it's one national dish. You need to have it in Montreal or whatever. You have to have poutine, cheesy chips and gravy.
Were you like, I've been getting this since I was 15 years old?
I live 5 minutes down the road from Sunderland. Like, I've had this before.
Is that a Sunderland thing?
Cheesy chips. Proper Sunderland thing.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips and garlic.
Yeah. It's cheesy chips. Right, see, I moved on to cheesy chips and gravy because you didn't feel like someone had shat a sandy poo in your mouth during the night.
Maybe it was that bloke.
Him and her might have had garlic the night before, and he might have thought, oh, my mouth's dry. I'll go and get a drink of water. Oh, I've had a drink of water. I'm sorted now. Oh, she's awake now. I hope she hasn't got a dry mouth. Favour.
I'll sort you out, love.
Yeah.
He might have been just being really nice.
Hey, what a lovely bloke.
He might have been brought up in a house where that's the morning greeting. morning. Spit in each other's mouths. You don't know, do you? People have got really strange home lives.
Oh, God, leave it in the house if that's your home life. Good heavens.
Imagine. I love knowing what goes on in people's houses. I would love it. Do you know what's the stupidest thing? I'll get an Instagram message. I'll get a message on Instagram, someone going, listen to the podcast. We do that.
We spit in each other's mouths.
Like,
yeah.
Jesus. What's going on with the world? Mouses? Are you drunk? I'm a bit drunk. What's going on?
Oh, let's knock this on the head shortly.
Chip shoot.
Good God.
Want to get dirty? Gonna get a little bit dirty. Get caught up in a hurry.
Right, that's
gonna
not
get
the words.
Dirty.
Next question.
It's about time for my arrival. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. So, my friend has just completely stressed me out by saying, can you imagine if, like in the movies, when you die, the outfit you have on that day is your ghost outfit for all eternity? It led me to thinking about a few things. Order some new clothes, but also a conversation started between us. Reference, what would be the worst case scenario and the best? For example, what if you went to a fancy dress party dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants and God forbid something happened and you were forever in that thought? And that's Nicola from Jarrow.
Oh, it's true. I love that.
Yeah.
Someone dies in the film. If they come back, you see them in that outfit.
So there's a comedian called Barry Dodds who's a really good stand-up. He's a friend of mine. And he had this routine saying, how come all the ghosts you see are all in Victorian gear? He's like, how come no one's died? Like, there's no ghosts since the Victorian time. He goes, to be fair, there should be ghosts now, like, walking around in tracksuits. It should be able to I can't remember the exact line that he said, but it was something like, you should be able to smell the aftershave and stuff. Like, oh, it was really creepy. I could smell it. Really funny routine. This just got a point. What if you died popping out to get to check your postbox or something in your slippers and your dressing gown?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the clip of some of my pajamas.
Oh yeah,
imagine.
God, yeah.
Be gutted.
No bra for eternity.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that would be bliss. Bliss on earth. Wearing a bra is horrible.
It does look awful. It's like a little torture rack for yourself.
It's
like
disgusting.
It's like a really tight bum bag.
It is.
Or fanny pack, if you're listening in there.
United States of America.
US of A. Yeah,
What would you want to die in?
You know what? I was just thinking there, like a suit, like looking like, you know, like I did the ident thing for Strictly and like in jeans and a waistcoat and a suit.
Wouldn't be very comfortable.
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't be able to sit down as a ghost because I'd be like, oh God.
Well, this is probably why people probably die in the Victorian gear deliberately because they look really comfy.
Yeah.
Like think of Jacob and Marley from The Muppet. Jacob and
Marley. Yeah.
Marley and Marley. What are they called?
Jacob, Marley and
Everything and Marley. They God look knows. Really comfy.
Were they in the pajamas?
Well, I want to be in a white robe.
I want to be in a onesie.
Right, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorted. So listen, if you died in the clothes, I would change you.
You would change us?
I'd get you changed.
That doesn't... Is what? So it's whatever you get cremated in then? Oh, well then...
Buried.
Everyone dies in a suit then? All the ghosts are in suits?
Not necessarily.
No?
My granddad didn't wear a suit. My granddad was buried in white linen pants.
Oh,
and
get
a shirt that he wore for my sister's wedding.
What a lad.
Yeah, I think. Oh, gosh.
Oh, well. I mean, he's not listening.
Yeah, he's always listening.
Oh, bless you.
You were going to take the mic there, weren't you? Yeah, yeah, just go on then.
Just wait
till you get tripped over and I'll go, this is my granddad Jimmy tripping you over.
Yeah.
Just wait. Wait till you choke on some juice.
Next time I stub me toe, I think that's what it is.
Oh, well, I'll say it's Jimmy. Babadoo, 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 ba. It is now time for our celebrity question of the week. We are down to our last celebrity question of the week, of ever, actually. And Chris was meant to have loads in his phone, but he hasn't bothered asking anyone from Strictly.
I know.
You've been spending every day. What you've been talking about?
Oh, I don't. Because
if it's not the podcast, then I don't even want to know.
I know. I need to get on everyone. I'm in a WhatsApp group with all of the celebs. I'll send into the WhatsApp group. I'll ask them all.
We didn't mention that Michelle Visage spoke to me on the phone and wished me a happy birthday.
Oh, you were buzzing, weren't you? So, set the scene. I was in the green room before the launch show of Strictly. We were sitting just chilling. And Rosie phoned me and we were just talking. It was her birthday. She was on her way out. And Michelle was literally sitting. I'd just been chatting to her. She was sitting a couple of feet away. And out of nowhere, she just went. She went, oh, is that Rosie? Can I talk to her? And I was like, Rosie, do you want to speak to Michelle Visage? And I just heard you go. And I went, I think she wants to speak to you, yeah. And she was lovely.
She was very lovely.
She's so lovely.
She was like, why aren't you coming to watch the show? And I said, Michelle, babes, you cannot drink in the audience. So you'll probably not see me for a while. No disrespect. Oh. But you've got to sit. How long you got to sit there? About 7 hours?
It's a long record. It's a long ass record.
Oh, I'm married.
Yeah. It's a long ass record.
And you're only on for like 4 minutes.
Well, you're going to be here canvassing for votes for me.
I'm going to be watching it from home, having a little party.
Genuinely, guys, all listeners, please, when I'm on, it would mean the absolute world if you voted for us. I'd love to stay in long enough to be able to friggin' dance. Like, genuinely, I'd like to be able to dance. The amount of times, Rosie, I see you get up at a wedding or a party and I see you just confidently just waltz on the dance floor and start dancing. I'd friggin' love to be able to do that.
Well, here you go. Here's your chance.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you, babes.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about making some posters and putting them up in the local area. You said that,
did you? Yeah, yeah. The maniac woman who puts posters up in the days of social media. Nutter. Don't bother.
What's wrong with the poster?
It's just a lot of effort. Asda. Don't worry about it.
Asda, Bolden, yeah. Probably gets more footfall.
It gets a lot of people. A lot of people.
Any of our social
There's over 800 staff working as the Bolden.
Just the staff alone. Yeah. Is there actually 800 people working as the Bolden?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine if they all give us a tenner for the podcast.
For the podcast! That's a poster. Fancy giving us a tenner for our podcast?
Oh my God. Should I
take it off your wages?
What if I just broke the law, right? What if I... Could I get away with this? When I
mean, you're saying it on a podcast.
Listen, when I say vote for Chris, I put a link, right? I'll not put that. I'll put like our bank account.
Right.
Do people send money for it? No, it's just phone calls.
It's not even a phone call.
Oh, I'm not going to make any money off this scam.
No, this is stupid. It's not
back
a scam.
Back to stage one.
I mean, Jesus, it's like Pinky in the Brain over here. Right. This week's celebrity question is from a very good friend of mine. Charlie Condu. He's an actor. You've seen him in Coronation Street. I did Time Crashers with him on Channel 4 back in the day, fangirled off him so much because he plays Jonathan Yeh in Nathan Barley, which is my favourite sitcom in the whole world. And I actually looked at him and I thought, I know you. And I was like, hiya, mate. And I was like, and for the half of the day, I was like, I know him so well, but why can't I remember? Why don't I know where I met him? And it's just because I watched Nathan Barley easily 50 times when I was at uni. So Charlie Condu has this question for Rosie. I think it's actually for you.
Hey, Chris and Rosie. It is Charlie Condu here. I have a question for you, actually. Knowing what a weird clean freak you are, Chris, I'm just wondering how you deal with being a parent with all the shit, literal and metaphorical shit, that you have to deal with when you have children. And Rosie, how do you deal with him being weird about all that stuff?
Yeah. Very good question, Charlie.
Yeah, it's good. I love that. I was like, I think it's mainly for you, Rose. You were like, eh, really? Very good question, Charlie. My first point.
Extremely good question. And Chris does not deal very well with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I have just had to take over that part of the parenting side of stuff.
However, I'm all right with actual feces. It doesn't bother us that much. It's grease. And stuff like that. Food mess is my worst one. If Robin has plunged his hand into a packet of crisps and tries to touch my face, I will punch his hand away like he's an adult.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do that.
I will literally slap his hand away. The way I would slap a man's hand away. I'm like, do not touch us.
You're not good at brushing his teeth either. This is your new thing now.
He's
you don't want to brush his teeth.
Rosie, I brush his teeth every day, and every day acts like I've never brushed his teeth before. He's
horrific.
So irritating.
Have you ever seen him try to do it himself as well?
Oh,
when
it's
you're just
madness.
Like, oh, you stupid. He's got no two front teeth, and he just brushes his gums.
Oh, bless him. Oh. I think, to be fair, I think he's seen that on like YouTube or on something. He's seen brushing it, because that's how they show kids to brush their teeth. It's the archetypal, say cheese and go up and down.
Bless him,
he's tried. I'll be honest with you, Time Crashers that I did with Charlie back in the day on Channel 4, that helped me a lot. We only found out that you were pregnant when I went and did that.
Yeah.
And I had to, the first day, I was like, I don't like dirt, I don't like mess. I literally, while I was in sort of in the setup of them for 2 days, I wouldn't go to the toilet, and then I would take a suppository the next day and empty myself out, because I wouldn't shit for 2 days, then I would shit loads for 1 day.
Never wanted you more.
It's just letting you behind the curtain there, guys.
Generation porn. Before you have sex these days, you've just got to empty yourself, just in case.
Because I'll fill it with spit. I will.
I made myself feel ill. Too much.
But that helped a lot. Yeah, that did help a lot. And Charlie, honestly, mate, the post thing doesn't bother us at all. Can you remember that time, Rosie? I think, was it just me? I don't know. I think I remember telling Carl about it when I went on tour. Robin had a bit of a runny poo.
Mm.
And he was only little, and he was obviously still in nappies. He must have only been 6 months or something. And I remember lying him on the mat to change him, and I opened the nappy at the sides and I pulled it down, and it was like he was wearing like Y fronts made of shit.
Yeah, I do.
Like
remember.
It was
I remember
fully,
that
yeah,
thing.
It was fully up to his belly button and down to his groin, just covered like a little, like someone had made him a Y front out of baby shit, and he'd put it on under his nappy. And I remember looking, going, how is that possible? It was up the back, like the whole inside of the nappy was just canvassed in it. And I took it off and I remember he lifted his legs up and then he just blasted his heels, his feet into the shitty nappy. Yeah. And I went, oh God. And I grabbed his like feet and stopped him kicking it around. And as I did that, and he'd never done it before, he got both his hands and just rubbed them on all the crap on his groin. And I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. And I sent a call. I went on tour that afternoon and I sent a call. I said, what happened to me today? If it was a computer game, it was like the final boss of nappy changing. It was the hardest nappy change I'll have ever had to do in my life. I'm still scarred by it today. I can see it when I close my eyes.
That's one of them situations when you're like, there's nothing can fix this except a bath.
Yeah, I did. I carried him through the bath and I hosed him down in the bath.
Hosed them down.
Yeah. Hosed them down. If I'd had a karcher, I'd have used the karcher. Oh, I skidded him across the drive.
You were bane. I got into a little rabbit hole of looking at pictures of Robin. He's not up, is he?
I thought I heard him coming down.
No. No, he's not. Do you remember the other night when he came downstairs? We're watching Temptation Island. And I was like, there was 10 minutes left. And I was like, oh, Chris, he's getting a bit bigger nowadays. Like, he goes back to sleep fine. I was like, just leave him. There was nothing really, they don't shout or argue on it or nothing. There's no swearing. Violence. So I was like, let him just, he was just lying down with a blanket on him. I tried to cover his eyes a bit. Anyway, he ended up just like starting to watch the programme, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were kissing? And do you do an impression of what he did when they were kissing?
And he was kind of looking at the telly but not really paying any attention with his eyes half closed. And this couple were kissing for a long, long time, proper French kissing, snogging, going for it. And he just went like that. And he just like sort of sniggered.
Started laughing like a little teenager. It was so funny. He's getting big. I'm broody, I think.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, we've had wine as well. Oh,
I
shit.
Know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, no. I can't be asked to have sex.
Oh, thank God for
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. We'll just make one another way. Oh,
I don't want to. I just talked about that nappy. I don't want to.
That's what made me want one. What's the matter with
Can
me?
Can I just say, in the vein of Dragon's Den, I've heard your pitch for a new baby.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Are you really?
I'm out.
Listen, we get 7 million listens. We've had 7 million listens on this podcast, okay?
Yeah.
I can find another baby daddy.
Oh, that's terrible. No, you can't, because they all heard that you chew your fucking toenails in bed and it's never going to happen.
Someone's going to like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if what's his face?
Oh, spitting mouth will be well up for that. Yeah. You can spit toenails in.
Yes!
You can play a game. Was there a toenail in this or not? Oh, yeah, there was a toenail in it. You win a point!
He'd be a good dad.
Dad. That's
it. We're at the end of another episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. We really, really love that you come back each and every week. Keep getting into it. Don't you speak yet.
I'm sorry, I'm like puckering up. I'm puckering up at times because all I want to say is we genuinely do, and I know it sounds like bollocks, but it might be because I've had a couple of drinks, but honestly, we love that you listen, and thank you so much. And we're top on Spotify each week and top on Apple, and I've never been top on anything, and I've been crying, and I'm buzzing, and thank you very much, and I really enjoy it, and I've had a bit of wine, and I might take all my clothes off and run down the street. I'm not going to. Thank you so much, guys. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. I'm on tour next year. It's on sale now. Vorf is on Strictly. Rosie, what you got to say before we go?
I've been on top loads of times.
Oh, spit in your mouth. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.